We human beings and our fallen human natures are somewhat fickle, with a mind which is easily changed and a heart which is inconstant, or not constant, or unconstant, or deconstant. You know what I'm trying to say? We had two parts of the gospel today. The first part, at the beginning, at the beginning of the procession, everyone was rejoicing and happy to see Christ, putting down palms in front of him, rejoicing that the king has come, acclaiming him to be the new king. Everyone willing to follow him. And a week later, no one stood up for him as he was put to death. It's as if everyone had forgotten. As if everyone had been convinced that in fact this man was an imposter. And so we read both these gospels today, from one extreme almost to another. On Palm Sunday, Jesus was acclaimed for what he truly was, even though maybe for the most part the people didn't quite grasp the enormity of his identity, the fullness of his identity. We hope that we are part of those people on Palm Sunday, where we rejoice and we acclaim Christ as our God and as our King. We put before him the palms of our good works, of our faith, and of our love for him. But we also know that while this is what we hope and what we try, what we strive for, we also know that we are, unfortunately, often there on the Good Friday. We are the ones also who betray him by our betrayals, by our sins, by our infidelities, by our ignoring him. It's possible. It happened right here with Peter. Peter, who was not just somebody there on Palm Sunday, but was with him the whole time, saying he'll lay down his life for Christ. And then he denied him. We see, obviously, after his denial, he felt great remorse and contrition for that. He burst into tears, and God forgave him, of course, as he does for all of us when we are sorry. But it's not beyond us in our fallenness and in our weakness to be avid followers, if you will, of Christ one day and be his executioners the next. A lesson that we all need to learn, that we see here, that Saint Peter learnt here the hard way, is that do not be so confident in your own strength and your own power. Jesus said, "You will betray me." He goes, "Oh no, 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 no! That's impossible. Why would I ever do that?" Sure enough, he did. He didn't take the heed. He didn't heed the warning. Rather, those who have gone before us, the saints, they've all recognized the truth. Therefore, that if we are only to rely on ourselves to be the follower, to be a good follower of Christ, or a follower of Christ in any way, we will fail. It's not possible to follow him by our own strength. But Christ is the one who gives us the strength, the virtue of faith, the theological virtue of faith, to believe in the things of God which are not contrary to reason, but above and beyond it. We cannot do this. We cannot persevere. Certainly, the grace of final perseverance to be faithful until the end, we cannot do it unless we ask God to help us, unless Christ gives us that grace. The truth is that he wants to give us the grace, and he will give us the grace if we ask for it and if we accept it. Sometimes he gives us the grace even when we don't ask for it, because he wants us to follow him, because he wants us to follow him, yes, to Calvary, but beyond that, to the resurrection as well. Therefore, the lesson we have today from Palm Sunday, excuse me, is that yes, we acclaim Christ as King. Yes, we are Christians. Yes, we are the ones who want to bring him to the world and rejoice at his coming. But we are also, at least potentially, if not on occasion, actually, the ones who will betray him. Let the betrayal of Christ in our lives, therefore, be behind us. That this Holy Week, as we remember in a very special way how Christ was betrayed, let us also remember how he gave us away in order that we may not be so weak in the future. On Holy Thursday, he gives us that greatest gift of the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist, the source and summit of our life. He gave us the means by which we can remain faithful, the greatest means, this greatest source of grace in our life. He calls us, therefore, to renew our love for him in his very concrete way with him among us in the Eucharist. Just after Easter, he gives us the sacrament of reconciliation. Whosoever sins you forgive, they shall be forgiven, he says to the apostles. By these two means, as well as a life of prayer, which means just daily speaking to God, we can be sure that we will move forward. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult. Here in Tuje, while it's a great grace for the friars to be here, you also have the grace of a Mass every day. You have reconciliation whenever you like. Not everyone has that same possibility. We need to take advantage, therefore, of these things. I'm not saying you have to go to Mass every day, although it's certainly a good thing. But take advantage of those times when you could. If somebody said to you, I'll give you $1 million every day if you just go here. There's no one in this room, I suspect, except maybe the friars who wouldn't go there. I hope not the friars. Unless they're giving it to the missions or something, maybe. I don't know. But there's so much more than that waiting for us at the Holy Mass. Let us therefore no longer be betrayers of Christ, but acclaimers and proclaimers of him to the world. It doesn't mean we need to go to the street corners, but it doesn't mean that we need to stand by him. And to stand by him most effectively, we stand by her who always stood by him, who never left his side, ever, who never ran like most of the apostles did. She, the Blessed Virgin, who silently stood by him and proclaimed him to be who he truly is, her Son and the Son of God. She is the one who will teach us how not to betray him, will teach us how to proclaim him, even in the little ways in our life. She will teach us how to worship him and adore him in the Eucharist, how to receive him worthily, how to make good confessions, how to utilize it, profit from it. She is the one because she is the mediatrix of all graces. She is the one who gave us Christ in the first place and continues to give us Christ. Let us not be afraid to go to her, as no child is afraid to go to his good mother. And she will most definitely bring us to Christ, so that we may be children, loving, adoring, and proclaiming him who has given us all and who has promised us everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.